Book 2, A Broken Trust.
Chapter 18. No beast in living memory could recall a winter as long and harsh as the one that followed the brief, hot autumn, though some had predicted this earlier, judging by the great number of berries that were seen on tree and bush at harvest time. Shrieking northeast winds drove the snow into deep drifts, and great ancient trees were riven, split from root to tip, felled by ice that sought out any weakness in their trunks. Overnight, the west flowing river stood still, frozen solid. Bushes lining both banks poked bare skeletal twigs at the hostile sky, as if pleading for the release of spring. Bitter and intense, the cruel season took savage toll of any beast weakened by its ravages. It was a winter of death, hunger, and despair. The great horde of the warlord was held prisoner, trapped amid a freezing world of whiteness. They erected crude shelters in the woodlands surrounding the riverbank. Sustenance and morale were at their lowest, stifling any ideas of desertion or mutiny as effectively as the snows that shrouded the earth. Bluefen, daughter of Bowfleg and wife of Swart, gave birth to a ferret babe, after which she faded and died like a delicate spring flower, suddenly embraced by severe frost, though it was said that she had never been a strong creature. Unlike the babe, a young male, tough as a deep-rooted weed and marked with the legacy of his father, Swart, six tiny claws showing on the left forepaw. The warlord lived up to his title of the Pitiless One, neither grieving after his wife nor caring for his son. Bluefen was buried with scant ceremony in a shallow hole hacked into the stone-hard earth, while the babe was given to an old female rat to nurse and guard. Swart acted as though the whole thing was no concern of his. Nightshade, the vixen seer and healer, had erected a separate shelter as far from the vicious-tempered warlord as she dared, though she was constantly on call, applying heated poultices and nostrums to her master's damaged six-clawed paw, which pained him agonisingly in cold weather. Horde beasts crouched and trembled in their own meagre dwellings, listening at night to Swart's anguished cries as winter tortured his withered paw. Any horde soldier with a grain of sense kept clear of the warlord when he was like this, for the ferret's temper was unpredictable. Once the pains had subsided, Swart would sit in his fair bow lean-to, staring into the fire, sleepless, cursing the name of Sunflash the Mace. Revenge was what kept Swart Sixclaw alive through that winter. The thought of vengeance upon his foe was like food, drink and sleep to him as he planned what he would do on the day he had the badger at his mercy. And so the horde existed through that long winter, starving, freezing, and waiting for spring.